Rosa v'flogat chof. Right, so she sees, keeps on seeing with a flogat chof.
Let me know what keyword when we're Shabbos.
Not she keeps seeing, but she sees once for a flogat chof. Right? Yeshuv kov v'vesta chodesh. And then she's kaveya v'vesta chodesh. Lefnei shavu chof yom. Obviously before the 20th day Pesach.
That means there's an extra vest on my line, obviously.
Meaning she saw, let's say, Aleph the Chodesh, then Aleph the Chodesh,
then
Chof, and then Aleph. Aleph, Aleph, Chof, Aleph.
Four different months, right?
Okay. Four different months.
Aleph, Aleph, Chof, Aleph.
4 months?
No, that's really 3 months.
No, 10 months.
Aleph, Aleph. So Aleph Nisan.
Aleph.
Aleph, Iyar. Chof, Iyar. Now Aleph, Sivan. So now, what happens to that chof? Because now she has a vest kavua.
Why is it vest kavua?
It's three aleph in a row.
So he says the next
no, see, chaydish is not. See, that's a big cloud to understand. A woman can create two vest chaydishes. That's
we a chadosh. Then we said the chof you have to be...
Why?
Right? You have to?
Because you can have
a...
You can
have a Shabbat to me this week.
Didn't we say last week that it could be aleph chof, aleph chof?
It could be, right? A woman can have it twice a month. What's the shred? She gets a period twice a month.
What's
you fair? Hope you're not the lucky winner of the
husband.
What's
fair? What's
right?
Fair?
If you don't keep vest, it's not a problem.
Okay.
Right? If a woman can see Aleph, let's make it a more... Aleph Tezvav, Aleph Tezvav, Aleph... A woman can have that. She sees every 2 weeks. Every 15 days. It's possible.
It is, okay.
Not probable. It's not. You can't have two haflogas. That's impossible.
Right.
Nor can you have an haflaga and a chaydish that are the same. Why not? Why can't you have a haflaga and a chaydish that are the same? Because months are either 29 or 30. So there's no way you could have...
I mean, 1 month it may coincide with
the oh, so that's what? The last year. This year?
What do you mean? You can't have it... Last year. It will ever coincide?
A chaydish and a haflaga? How can you?
What do you mean?
There's but never 3
days.
Months in a row that are 30
it's
days.
The same
they
days
alternate.
Every month.
Why,
that's Kavua, that's
why,
the
why
same.
Can't one be... A Chodesh is the same one. Let's say it came out of Zion.
Right.
Okay.
So,
so
for
now,
1 month,
month
the next
Zion.
Month you could have a Haflaga of 29 and a... Right? If you have a Haflaga of... Well, it'll be a Haflaga of 30 and it'll be Zion. Right?
If you have a Haflaga from last
year... If it's a 29-day month, you can have a Haflaga of 30 and a Chodesh will both come out on the same time.
They will come out at the same time.
Once. That's Shana. Now do it to the next month.
Right.
You see Zion again, it's going to be 31.
Right. Well,
so you can't have a Vesta Kavua for Chaydish and a Flog Nisena except
okay.
Last year you could have.
Which one?
Because there were 3 months in a row that were 29 days.
Why do we care?
It's
so
a freak thing when Kislev. It's a freak thing when Kislev is 29 days.
Why do we care?
What?
Why do we care? So it comes out the same.
You just know number teeth, it can't be.
Okay,
but
that, then,
last
broken,
then,
either way,
3 months in a row of 29, it was theoretically possible.
And then what
if
would happen?
If a woman made a Vesta Chodesh, it would have been... If a woman made a Vesta Chodesh, those 3 months, punk those 3 months, she would have had a Vesta Chodesh and a flow of 30.
And then what would have happened?
What would have happened after that?
Yeah, so
I don't know.
Get broken.
What? Get broken.
Yeah, the next
get
month.
Broken.
Yeah,
one of them get broken. Interesting fact. Yeah.
Now, one second.
So now, one
happens,
second. So now we know that. So here
I
saw Aleph. One second. Let's get this case first. Aleph, Aleph, Chof, and then Aleph. So now, before the Haflaga of 20 came around, she was already Kaveya Vesta Chodesh. Right?
What?
Because she had Aleph, and then she was the next Aleph.
Yeah.
So that was two. She had 2 months of Aleph.
And then she saw
and one Haflaga of 30.
And then she saw him cuff
right.
Before
then
the Aleph.
Then she saw.
Right? Yeah, Dorothy,
she wants that. Then she saw chaf.
They bring back the case. So you're not worried about the olive.
Why not? You are worried.
She's in the middle of her. Well,
so
who
what?
Cares?
So
she's
you're worried about the olive.
You're gonna have a vest in the middle.
But
of
she's not. She's not.
You made tahara.
You made tumah.
Made
so what? But Lamai said the vest. She's probably not gonna be bleeding.
What's gonna happen?
She's probably not gonna be bleeding. She's gonna be in the middle of shemini kinyan.
Right. So what's gonna? Who cares?
No, there's no nafkamina in halach.
Oh,
Lamai, if she sees on that olive again, which means she never makes it to the mikvah.
Right.
That's just a technical point. But Lamaisa, she's going to be Kaveh Vesta Aleph.
She seems she has to see a full period then, you're saying?
Full period. Whatever, good.
We're not dealing with
practical now. We're dealing with theoretical.
I think it's not saying she's spotting
no,
the
no, no, no.
She has
the full
real
period. Yes. Period with an exclamation point. Good, it's not mostly, but it's.
So you've had cases that women have a full period within the Shona Kiyum?
Well, it's a shaila, it's a different shaila in Gansen. If a woman starts seeing on a B'dikah Kof during Shona Kiyum, do you have to be chayshish that for a vest?
Okay, do
you? Some holes you do.
Well, I mean, evidently that's
depending
the case
on the
that
situation,
you're
yeah.
But I'm saying, have you had.
What a week, chopped liver?
Yeah, you want a donut?
No.
Want a cake?
No.
Okay.
I gave the offer.
Huh? I just offered it. With my friend.
Have you seen cases where a woman has a period in the middle of the shirt?
Different fruit?
A real period
in the middle of the shirt? Is what she got right after.
The fruit also.
Okay.
That's pretty.
Okay, who cares? Okay. The bottom line is, it's possible to do this, yeah? You didn't understand that you had a problem with this. Meaning she's kaveya a vest before the vest she'ena kavua comes along.
Because so you're assuming that it's going to happen. But you're assuming it's going to happen again. It's a fluke that you have this 20. You're
right.
Assuming it's going to happen again when it doesn't happen.
Well, no, we're saying you don't have to be chash for that 20.
But that's what you're assuming is going to happen.
May you mean the havamina.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to be chash in the next month for that chaf?
No, because that's...
But what about for the aleph?
You don't have to be chash for the haflaga of chaf.
What about for the aleph after the chaf? She has aleph, chaf.
And then
it comes Aleph. Does she have to keep that Aleph?
Yes.
Which is also doesn't matter because it's still within.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So use Aleph, Tezvav, Aleph. If that makes you happier. Right.
And she's never tired.
She was tired for 2 days.
Okay.
Right.
In the case of last year, when she had two. She had a Vesel Chodesh and a Vesel Flaga Kavua, both of them are Kavua,
mm-hmm.
the same day. The following month, the Vesel Flaga disappears, let's say. Does she still have to keep the Vesel Flaga for 3 months? Or since the Vesel Chodesh is there,
I don't know.
Is that by definition upwards the
other one? Yeah, so there's a klal that whichever vest is more common, that's the one that kicks out the other vest.
So Vesel Chodesh should kick out?
No, so a Flaga is more common, they say. And if I'm pretty sure the Chavz Das, I think it's Chavz Das, says it. A flog is more common than a chaydish. But here, she kept the chaydish and she lost the haflog. I'm not sure how it would work out.
Whatever,
I'd have to check right to the chaydish. Yeah? Okay, but that's been again to vest haflog. Right, in the brackets, v'nechligo ha'chroinim v'isha shekava vest ha'chaydish. In this case, right, she was kaveh vest ha'chaydish. Im tzrik ha'lochish l'vest ha'chaydish sh'adayin le'nikva. Does she need to be chaydish for the vest ha'chaydish sh'adayin le'nikva? Meaning for chaf. Find the horror. Let's see the horror of Chafale. Isha Shekova Vesta Chodesh. Not go up to Mitzri Chalachish the Vesta Chodesh, Shalei Nefadayim. Kigoyim. Sherosa Aleph Nisan, Aleph Yer Arkes, right? Chaf Yer Va Aleph Sivan. So we said she doesn't have to be worried about the Haflog of Chaf, right? But what about Chaf Sivan because of Chaf Yer? Follow this? Yeah? Hayim Adayin Tzricha Lachish L'Chav Sivan Eloi.
No.
That's what you just said.
No, until now we were discussing Haflogah. Aleph, which was Haflogah of 30, then Chav, which is Haflogah of 20, and then Aleph, which is Haflogah of 10 or 11, whatever, God, getting into the technical part.
You have to be worried about the
Do you have to be worried about the Haflogah of Chav, which is 9 days after Rosh Chodesh?
I thought you said no.
We said no here in the top.
Right.
But what about Yoim Chav Sivan, because of Yom Chav
here.
No.
Much like it.
Say that again.
Why should that be any different?
Is that more?
Why should that be any different? If you're only worried about the Aleph,
the difference. You tell me the difference. I mean, I'll understand if you don't.
I know why.
Because you can be kaveh a chaydish.
You never oikar chaf. The chaf is there, but
you can't be kaveh a chaydish and a flogger, right? So if she saw Aleph, chaf, and then Aleph. So you no longer have to be chayish for the haflog anymore because since she has a vest kavua the chayish, haflog is obviously not negayah.
But the days.
So
but what about
can
she
the
can
aleph
create
the
aleph, then chav.
Let me ask
but
you.
But that's not the case.
No, that's not a good case because chav will be oikar the aleph.
Why?
She can see aleph for 5 years and then she can start seeing aleph chav. She can have a double whammy.
But the aleph and then the 11 days or 20 days, whatever it is.
If she has aleph, then she sees. Then she keeps saying Aleph, but while she's saying Aleph, she's Chav also.
Chodesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it then? She's Kaveh two vests?
Yeah.
Or the way to be Kaveh two vests, because only... Let's say she sees Aleph, Chav, Aleph.
Then Chaf, Aleph, Chaf.
Aleph, Aleph, Chaf, Aleph, then what?
Aleph, Aleph, Chaf, Aleph.
Chaf, Aleph.
So she has three and it's like five Alephs and three Chafs. Right? Is that two Vessas or no?
Yes, well, okay. Yeah. Well, I thought they had to be kaveh together.
If they're not kaveh together, why should
together?
Within the same month, because or else the chas would be uprooted the aleph.
No, then by chaydesh does not get uprooted.
Do you throw out the?
You see, at a different time.
Can I see a question about the
plugger? You have to.
Do you throw out the plugger once you start seeing two chuggers? The no plugger?
Yeah, yeah. You'll.
Just plug it to start. You don't even worry about it.
First time you have a 20-day, then you have a 10-day Tirush Chodesh, and you have Aleph, then you have another 20 days, then you have another 10 day. Doesn't that 10? You know, you have Aleph Chaf at 20 days.
Right. One day. Aleph.
Chaf. So Aleph to Chaf is 20 days.
Right.
Okay. So if the next one were 20 days, then you would have the 20 day, I guess, Haflaga, right?
But you don't.
You have now Aleph again.
So is it 20
or is it 10?
It eliminates Haflaga and Gantz.
Then you can't have two.
The Haflaga and Chaydesh. But what about the Chaydesh aspect?
How
of
are you going to have it?
You don't.
Why can't you have it? She sees Aleph, Chaf, and then Aleph.
So does she have to be Chaydesh for Tet?
This test is 20 days from Chaf.
That's not the Chaydesh one.
No, but that's Haflaga.
Right, so we're saying no.
We're saying no, because Haflaga is gone.
Because it's
gone, right? But what about Chaf of Sivan, because of Chaf Iyar? Right, following that?
Yeah.
That's a Machlokes. Let's read the footnote, what do you mean?
Can I just ask you a question? I'm sure we talked about it before, but I don't remember. If the second...
This is a clown. You can do the same. We can have this shared every single week. And it'll be a chiddush every single week.
If the second vest comes out on the mikvah night, what happens?
Second vest?
Like, if she's keeping two vests.
Go to the mikvah night.
She can't go to the mikvah?
In that case, the
chuff
is uprooting
the aleph.
But the mikvah
is in the rest of the
vest.
That's a different thing. What are you...
That's what I'm asking you.
Sounds like you're asking if they'll fall.
If the second vest falls...
What about the first vest?
Okay, the first vest.
So
okay.
I'm asking out of the we passed in the Maisa. It's a machlaik, it's a big machlaik.
Yeah.
We passed in the Maisa not to... She can't have Tashra Shemitah, even though...
She can't. Can she go to the mikvah?
Isn't the mikvah a deraisa?
A woman... Doesn't have to go to the mikvah?
With
Daraisa?
If she wants to be with her husband, she has.
We're getting off topic.
No, Daraisa or Darabana?
If she wants to be with her husband, it's not so clear that Lel Tefillah Mitzvah Aina is so...
Not Lel Tefillah, any Tefillah.
It's not Lel Tefillah. Don't make a Lel Tefillah, you don't have that issue.
It's Tefillah in the mikvah itself.
It's a Daraisa.
But that's only to enable you to have Tashmish. You're going to go to the mikvah tomorrow.
Okay, so the Aina is not... I thought it's a Daraisa.
It is because you haven't been makayim your ayna for 2 weeks.
Isn't that's your official speech that you can be mekel and be ivor there?
Yeah, but that's what do you call it?
That's there's no reason. But here you have a fact.
In the cases
country,
where you have
it's
out
of,
you have a gzeira derabanan. It's not a gzeira.
It's a smachta.
Those are all the vestas that are right. Obviously, all those we don't pass them like that.
Fine, but yesh.
That's a big machlokes.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
When
you have the aleph,
there are those that are machmir even arz the ruah. Rabbi Lava Feinstein is machmir even arz the ruah's vest. She can't go to the mikvah.
Arz the
ruah's
vest.
Why?
What? What's arz
the
ruah's vest?
The one that we don't need.
On the vest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Chassam Sofer is machmir like that. Pisach Chuvah brings Chassam Sofer.
Yeah, we don't.
Chassam Sofer even says that if the husband's going on a business trip the next day, which is vaday chiv, more of a chiv than lel tefila.
Right.
And it's lel tefila. Sometimes he still can't go, and it's out of the ruah.
Let's
say he still can't go.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's say it's chasana.
That's pretty...
That's heavy.
We don't pass chasana, do
we? Yeah, Rabbi Feinstein does.
But you don't pass chasana.
I told you what happened. What the guy told me. The guy that learned about Rabbi Feinstein. He said, Rabbi won't pass him. If there's a sefer in front of him that he passes differently than, different than, he won't pass him faket if he's holding it or if it's open in front of him. This guy wanted a kula, so he handed him a kitzur shulchan aruch and said, "Can a woman go to the mikvah leil tefila if it's aruch zeruah? This leil tefila is aruch zeruah." And the kitzur shulchan, the guy told me he did it.
Yeah.
And the kitzur shulchan aruch was like, he said, "Yeah, she could," even though he knows the room don't hold not.
I love it. Who is it? I
don't even remember the guy's name, but
I like him already.
I don't know if it was Lamaito. Or he was just testing it. I think he was just testing it because he heard that was.
That mean if you hand him a chakas yakum and you ask him if you can drink kol yisrael?
Maybe. I don't know. This is what the guy told me. Okay, let's get this footnote here. See, we're not going to.
What's wrong with you? Mingle everything. Just give him that book and say.
We're not even going to. Yeah, give him an Old Testament.
Give him a what's it called?
Rababadi?
No, give him a Mishnah Lachas asking if you can carry in Brooklyn.
No.
Rababadi's back in America.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, he's back to Lagos.
Okay, you got the case, so now it's the same case, but now you have to be chazish b'chaf. Yeah?
Well, in that case, the chaf really overrides the aleph, because you can have the 12 days after that.
It doesn't override, because right now aleph is kavua.
Right now aleph is nothing, because you're going to have the... If she's falling out anyway on the chaf, right? She sees her period on the chaf, then the aleph is gone already.
It's not gone. You just have to... You're separated anyways, because it's shiv nikiyim.
So,
but it's still not gone. Let's say she would have skipped bedikas on that day, punkt, and there was aleph. It wouldn't be gone. Well, it's the best shein of kavua, so it would be gone, but it would be a kavua. Okay, forget about that. It's during shiva nikiyim, and that's not all. That's not the game. Now we're just, because then just change the example to tesvav, and then right again. Isha shakava vesachoyish. Nachum gvoizim mitzrit alachas levesachoyish shaloi nikva adayin. Kigoyin sherosa alaf nisan alaf iyor chaf iyor vaalaf siva. Ha'im adayin tzrich alachas lechaf siva noloi. Right, for the choydish. The afloga we said you don't have to keep. You have to keep the chaydish. Bechavas daf kotzer she'afim kvar kovev vest the chaydish. Right, even if she was already kovev vest the chaydish, mikomokam adayin tzrich alochesh la'sheni shaloi nikva. Why? Kivan de'efsher she'yitzkai mushneim. It is possible for a woman to be kovev vest to aleph and to chav. Right?
Chaydish.
Ma'she'en ken, if it's in the brackets. Ma'she'en ken bevest the chaydish, bevest the flogger. De'yesher she'yitzkai mushneim. You can't have a chaydish and a hafloga. So therefore, once she's kaveh and vest a chaydish, then the hafloga falls away. But the chaydish, the chavastah says, she can be kaveh too. So why, right? Every vesha in a kavua is because you're afraid that it's going to eventually become a vest kavua.
And why does the hafloga fall away?
Because you can't be kaveh and vest a chaydish and
a hafloga. You don't need three, to get rid of it.
You do need three. Aleph, aleph, aleph.
No, to get rid of the hafloga, though, I'm saying.
You need three, so you have three aleph.
But they could coincide, like last year for some of them. If you have them both, then I guess I'm going to ask
you before. The chen kastav beis meir b'chak v'sadam ulam das roi v'achroinim the kol shekov v'vest shuv ein tzarech lachish l'sheini shalai nikva afilum shneim v'est achaydish. Most poskim disagree. Okay?
That's the bottom line, Aki.
Yeah, you can be make one there. Okay, now you ready? Fast that you see what's for this one.
She's got tired.
Huh?
She's got tired.
Okay, Rosa v'afloga, now afloga ketana achar afloga gedoyla. So this is a big issue. A woman has afloga gedoyla, and then she has afloga ketana.
30 days
and
20 days.
She
wants to know she has
to
chushish for the
gedoyla
again?
We know that afloga, how do you uproot a vest? By passing it.
She didn't pass it.
Right? Here she didn't pass it. So does the hafloga ketana uproot the hafloga gedoyla?
By chiddush, no.
Now, the way he describes it here is quite confusing. So I need a study. Maybe you guys will...
Second. By vesta chiddush, we said it doesn't uproot it.
Vesta chiddush does not uproot it.
Okay. Because you could have two chiddushes. That's why. Because right. You have two chiddushes, but by hafloga, since you can...
Mm-hmm. But also by hafloga's lamed veiz yot. But she sees a hafloga of 32. The chazra v'rosa la'afra chaf yot. And then she sees 20 days. Okay? Kigan Sharasa ba Aleph Adar, she saw on the first day of Adar, Alaha became Rasa ba Gimel Nisan. She saw on the third day of Nisan, Shehi, Haflagas Lama Beit Yon. The Chazra ba Rasa ba Chav Beit Nisan. Then she went back and saw Chav Beit. You following already? I don't know why he's using.
That's not so hard yet. What's the deal?
Because he's using the Hebrew dates.
Because he's been doing that throughout the entire Sefer.
Yeah, but now, because till now we're talking about Chodesh. Now we're talking about Chodesh. You got to start plugging in the Hebrew day.
The question, the real question is, why is he doing 32 days? Like 29 days, something normal. That's the real question. Okay. Like 32, he turns into a whole other month.
Nimtza sheyesh kan afloga kitzara la'achar afloga rucha. Basically, what you have here is afloga kitzara after afloga rucha.
Yeah.
Basically, what happened is she got a period today. Then she got a period 32 days later.
She got a period 20 days later.
Then 20 days after the 32, she got a period. Is 32 uprooted or not?
How many times is 32 uprooted?
Once.
So why wouldn't it be uprooted? She had a period on 20, so now it goes to 20.
Passed by. So that, because it never passed 32.
But she got it already.
So what? So she'll what? Be tar by 32.
I told her it doesn't matter.
Actually, 32 will come out on low field.
Isn't there a normal...
Why is he always making 20
Isn't there a normal... What's the normal? Isn't there a normal...
This is a very common... This is a very common case.
Isn't there a normal... 29 days,
and then, like,
20 days.
Unless the woman knows... Isn't
there a normal thing that a woman's going to have one per month? Unless she knows she's not?
No, there are women that don't have one per month. There are women that have less than one.
Those women, maybe.
More than one per month.
But if you have enough, if you have a history already...
No, now
this is just an example. This is just an example. Let's say a woman had 55 and then she went down to 30.
For all practical...
A woman doesn't have to have a vest every 30 days.
No,
she can have a vest that only comes every 3 months.
Yeah.
And that's a vest also. If she only sees every 3 months, then over 9 months is the same kavua.
Yeah, she can give it over 9 months.
You can put it on the website as like advice. Eight to tell it to get it head there. Please put it over double fine thing that says safer than Michael. Put it on the website. Go ahead.
Your stock, I think, is better. You never say no, right?
Yeah, but he tells you who to ask. But sometimes he tells you to ask and the answer can be no.
Yeah.
The best policy I've heard yet from a rabbi, by the way.
What can I do? If I go to Gehenna, I go to Gehenna. Yeah.
That'll be a good company, I guess.
Oh, that's only she. My wife's always nice. So, you know, before we got married, I only had one row, so no problem.
I just, what it called? Yeah. Alright. Yeah, so you got the case? So now we have a three-way machlokes, what you have to keep here.
Yeshayimrim.
Can you go through the days one more
again? Aleph, she saw today.
Yeah.
Then 32 days later.
Okay.
Then 20 days after that.
20 days after the 32.
Right. Okay. So she had a haflog of 32, and then a haflog of 20.
So you have to keep the haflog of 32.
Right.
After that 20.
Right.
12 days later.
Well, that's going
to
be part of the machlokes.
12 days later, does she have
that
to keep
exact,
that?
What 32 you have to keep and when you have to keep it from is going to be part of the machlokes.
32 from 20, you're saying?
When do you keep that 32 from?
You say
20.
Does it recalculate? Or
you saying, do you start counting the 32 at 32, or do you start counting the 32 at 20?
Why would you start?
All right, let's read.
From 20
before we start. Yeah. Let's
understand. Let's see what's
going
on.
Yeah. All right, I understand
what
they're saying.
Yeshayim the tzricha lachish bein la afloga harucha or bein la afloga tzara. Right? You have to be chashish for both. Da'ainu bein la afloga tzlam beis or bein la afloga tzchach. Okay, you need both.
Makes sense.
Good, but where do you calculate it from? A flog of lamed beis, minim l'shita zu, me gimel nisan. So loy michap beis nisan. You calculate the 32 from when?
From when you got 32 to start, from gimel. From gimel.
From when?
From gimel.
Gimel was when?
And it was the 32.
Was the day 32, right?
Okay.
So from then, you count 32 days.
Which would be 12 days after
right?
Chav, so what?
The loy mi chaf beis nisa, not from chaf beis nisa.
Makes sense.
Af shaflogas chaf, if sika b'emsa, even though lemaitza, you're going to have a flogas chaf that was mafsik in the middle. Right?
Yeah.
Pelachain, asura b'dalit iyor, mikoyach haflogas lamed beis. She's also on dalit iyor because of haflogas lamed beis when? From the lamed beis back. Over your aleph iyor, and then 8 days later, mishum aflogas chaf from when?
The chafes.
From chafes.
If it goes from the 32nd to the chaf, then back to the 32nd. Then after the 32nd, we're on day 33, whatever it is, gimel. In this case, let's say. You have to do 20 and then 32?
Again?
You have this case, and then it goes, after the chaf, it goes back to 32 days.
So she saw lamed beis, chaf, and then lamed beis
again. So then after lamed beis, does chaf and lamed beis?
No, chaf's gone.
And chaf's gone.
Yeah. Chaf is gone. Right?
Why did it pass? Did it?
Oh.
It didn't pass, did it?
It did pass, sure it did. How did you get to the chaf? How did you get to the lama base?
I get the chaf from the to the lama base. Lama base F.
Well, you passed the chaf in the case that you sent.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got that. That's the first shita. So chaf is not oikar lama base, and you got to keep lama base from the original lama base, and the chaf, meaning everything has to be kept from its original spot.
Now,
she saw from Aleph to Lamed Beis, so then you got to keep Lamed Beis from that Lamed Beis, right? And then Chaf from Chaf.
Let's say she sees on the second Lamed Beis. Is that a Kachaf? No. Same thing.
Well, did she see on the Chaf
it's
or
a,
not?
That's
she
a
didn't see on the Chaf.
Achar, Katana.
Well, yeah, then she was like a Chaf.
No.
Yeah, because it was either way, did she pass Chaf or she didn't pass Chaf?
Look, she had a flog of 32 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was Beis, that was a month, right? Well, whatever was the chesed.
Gimel.
Then she sees on Chof Beis, right? On Chof Gimel.
Mm-hmm.
But then she sees again on Yud Aleph. Excuse me. Then she sees.
No, you got you recalculating. It.
She sees she has a flog of Lamed Beis, yeah? Then she has a flog of Chof. Then she goes, she has to be choshish for the next lama base, right?
From when?
From the first lama base, she has to go. Now, on the second lama base that she's going to be choshish for, let's say she sees dam. So she gets her period then. Is that okay, the flag is off, which is coming
yeah,
up?
Yeah, the last part, what was the last part?
She has an flag of lama base.
Right.
Hey, I'll simplify the whole thing. She has a flag of lama base.
Okay.
She has a flag of lama base.
Right.
Excuse me, she has a vesta flag of chaf. Good?
Make up your mind, where are we going here?
In this case, it's a flogi katana achar flogi gedola. I'm asking a question about flogi gedola achar flogi katana.
There's no shaila in a flogi gedola after a flogi katana.
Why not?
Because a flogi gedola al kocha is oiker a flogi katana.
Why?
Because it has to.
Maybe she hit also. Why is it passed?
Then
it
recalculates.
Why does that automatically
because
calculate?
Because if she sees on chof, that means she recalculates the flogi.
But here we don't say that. Why don't we? Because saying it didn't come up yet, but over here.
Right. Say, even though Chaf is Hiftika Be'emsa.
Maybe she's seen twice in a month, though.
It's not Kavoya.
But then it's going to be Oiker. Something's going to be Mecca. Or it's going to be even less.
Okay, I mean, we can use less days.
Okay, again, let's get this straight. So again, so according to the first sheet, which is the Ramah and the Taz, she sees Lamed Beis, then Chaf. Right? So then, Chaf is not Oikar Lamed Beis. But when is she Chashish for the Lamed Beis from? From when the Lamed Beis Hafloga happened.
Which is 12 days then.
Which is 12 days, yeah. It's going to be 12 days after her previous period.
Mm.
Her Chaf period, right. And then she's going to have to keep Chaf from when Chaf happened. Which is 7-8 days after that.
So from Chaf we're saying 32 days from Chaf?
No, we're saying 32 days from the
32nd
day.
The Chaf in the middle makes a difference in terms
right.
of 32.
Right.
And this is
each one is like sort of the Ramah. Each one is independently calculated.
Okay.
Now the Taz seems to say you have to keep the Lamed Beis from both. From the past period and from the Lamed Beis.
That's not fair. You think he's adding on an extra one. You're keeping three.
And
you only had a period twice and he's keeping three.
Yes. You won the jackpot.
Well, how in the world... How can you say someone has to keep three vessels from two periods? It doesn't matter. One
because you have to be. You don't know when do you calculate the lama
base. One
day.
Plus one equals three. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's
Yeshan. That's okay. That's shita salas.
Nothing.
Shita base.
Bring the book here.
Are we? No one says from chop to 20 days.
I don't hold like that.
Right?
Why not?
I should put your clothes on the website.
You gotta keep chop from chop. You gotta keep chop from 20 days. Why not?
Right, so Chaf comes, you have Lama Beis, you have to keep, and then 20 days from Chaf,
you have
no Lama Beis is here.
I married him off.
But if you if she actually sees a period on long days, then doesn't that uproot the chaf? Or no? Because it's only 12 days.
Well, that's going to make it more
than because it's only 12 days, not 20.
I'm sorry, that would be nice.
Right, so it's going to make a third. It's going to make a big amount.
No, because the third one would uproot the chaf.
Why? It's not going to uproot. It's going to have 32, 20, and then...
Yeah.
Is that impossible?
No.
That's a pretty good
reason why. Beis. Yeah, we need a mathematician here. Beis. Yesh oimrim. Sha'afloga ha'ketana.
Every moment that you come
Joe,
here,
Joe,
after
Joe,
I'm
Joe, have a half a donut. Come
here. Yesh oimrim. Beis. Yeah? Sha'afloga ha'ketana sho'chof. This is the simplest one, okay? Sha'af. Yeah? Shafloga haketana shalchav ikeres is afloga gadol shalamid beis. Afloga ketana is oikar afloga aruchah. There's nothing to talk about. Ratzicha lochesh rakli yud aleph yir mashem afloga schav.
That's what we hold.
Why?
We wish we held like that.
You have Uda Sama.
Sorry?
I go dirdo if I think of Mashach. That's the question.
Yeah, well you can't give Mashachonor because you get all the sheets in Mashachonor.
No, you print out the Shach.
Why does it make sense?
Print that one long.
Why not?
The chaf approves the long days. Why does that make sense?
The chaf he holds that the vest is always going to recharge. And
I see. So you don't have to pass over the number.
Right. Yeah. Right. So why doesn't he hold that all the time?
Cool, you could have to
hold that all the time. The shah.
You might
have
this. You don't have the chaydes.
No, because chaydes is different.
Why don't we rely on
chaydes? Why is it different? I don't understand that.
Because chaydes, she can create a vest. She can create a double vest.
Use the same logic. Use the same logic.
You can't have two afloggers. It's impossible.
Why not? If you have two vest afloggers, you got two vest afloggers.
Yeah, really
let's say you have Aleph. You see Aleph Chodesh every month, and you
can't
give Chodesh.
What?
We don't have the background for this yet.
This is why I brought a calendar.
You have the background.
How can you in the
Mitzvahs use your brain? Right?
That's
can you can't have two hafloggers, two separate hafloggers. How can you have that? That's if she's Aleph Tetzvah.
Based on the last period. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's always based on the last period.
You can't have double hafloggers because you're always going to be passing. What are you going to do when you have one?
Because at some point she's going to get her period. That's
no,
right.
No.
Because you're always, hafloggers means it's going based on the last period. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
But why?
Not only based, even without that. That's if she's Aleph, and then 10 days later, and then 20 days later, and then 10 days later, and so you can't have that.
Yeah.
It'll be, you can have a vest where she sees 10, then 20, then 10, then 20, then 10, then 20.
Right.
But you can't have a vest of 10 and 20, 10 and 20. 10 and then 20, then 10 and then 10 and then 20.
Because you're only concerned about 1 month from now, you're saying. You only see 1 month.
Last time she had
I'm saying
she had
1 month. I shouldn't say from
because
now. You're only concerned
about
1 month.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
There's no way to pass the shot.
Huh? Yeah, there's plenty to pass the shot.
Do you pass the shot?
Do I pass the shot? That depends on my mood.
That's the thing that's tricky.
Gimel. Das harbe achroyim. You don't count the 32 from the date that it was created.
But then she's going to get her period.
How's that going to...
If you're counting 32 from
right.
The
so
Chaf, she's probably going
to
have a period by now. By
she
then.
Has to separate Chaf and Lamed Beis.
Why does that make sense? From
well, one second. If she had a Chaf, if she had a Chaf...
She's on to the next one, which is Lamed Beis.
Only if she passes Chaf, then she has to be Chaf.
Oh, okay.
So at Chaf, she's counting 20 and then 32.
So you're counting
12.
So you're counting 12. So you're counting 12 from the 20, not 32 from the 20.
No, you're counting 32 from the 20. 12 from the 20 is the first sheet. That's the Ramon.
So this sheet that right now, you're 20 hits.
Everything recalculates.
She misses,
every time she misses.
She goes through the 20th, and she doesn't see anything on the 20th. You start your clock again, number 1, and now you go another 32
days. No,
12. That's what I thought.
But only...
12 from the 20. If she didn't see on the 20, then you count
12. Let's say she saw this. She still left the whole 12 days later. Maybe she didn't come back from the mitzvah yet.
That's the first sheet.
That's 12.
No, you didn't hear me.
I heard you.
She saw on 12. And then does she also have to keep 32 from the chav? She has a flogas chav.
So why does it say that?
It's chav gimel here, right? She has to chushes for chav days later, right?
She saw what?
She's on a chav gimel. Chav gimel was chav, right? She has to be chushes for the next chav.
Let's say she sees.
Chav gimel was chav, right?
Then she has to wait.
Why mixed in the chayish?
Why did you? It's a kind of question on the lesson. Why did you say lamed gimel?
She had a flogas. Then she now she has a flogas chav, right? That's okay.
Right.
Now she sees from that chav, she sees 20 days later. You have to keep that chav. Good.
Well.
Yeah. And
you have to keep that chav.
And good. And let's say she sees taka on chav.
Right.
Okay. Now 12 days later, let's say she's already back from the mikvah. I'll give you a tear. She was in a velus before chav. Okay.
Right.
She's back from the mikvah. She has to keep that lama beis.
According
no,
to the first sheet, yeah.
Only, but not this sheet.
Not this sheet. So why does he know? Why does he say men and lama beis yaim mehaflag echav?
It didn't read. We keep.
It's not 12. You should say
lama
beis. Men and yud beis yaim mehaflag echav.
No, because
you're not counting lama beis from chav. You're counting 12 from chav, not 32 from chav. You just said you're counting 12.
No, from you.
Ach l'shitas men and.
No, men and lama beis yaim mehaflag echav.
Mine and Lamed Beis Yaim.
From the days that she saw.
But it doesn't say that. It says Mine and Lamed Beis Yaim.
From the
Hafloga
of Chof.
So that's not 30, so that's 12. Oh, from the original Chof. Which is before the Lamed Gimel.
What's before the Lamed Gimel?
It's 8 days before the Lamed Gimel. No, but 12 days before the...
You're mixing up when she actually saw and when you're Chosh she sees.
If the Chof is here, is it the Lamed Beis before that Chof? And then 32 from that?
Right. According to the sheet that you recalculate everything
chuff,
from scratch every time she sees.
So the chuff was a total waste.
It is not a waste. Yeah.
She kept the chuff for nothing. Basically.
Well, not for nothing. It was the chashash that she's going to see.
And now she's got to...
Now she's got to wait. She
well, see, I still
days
think
days
when we go back on this, I still
have,
think that she should have to be worried.
It's a reboot of chuff. So why do you have to push her for Lama Beis if she doesn't see?
Because she didn't see chuff. Now she never passed Lama Beis. That sort of makes a lot of sense.
She never passed up for the Lama Beis.
I think this one.
So what's the reboot? It's
the
not part
she saw Lama Beis. Then she saw chuff, right? Maybe she could pass chuff. So she passed chuff. Maybe her next stop-off point, her body has a reserve vest.
That's what vests are.
It's all about maybe. If it was not
a chuff, you're fine.
You can't time it that it reboots.
That was the last time that we knew
but
that she had
something.
He finishes Lagina Nagam Shadeyazu.
It is. That's why you're going back.
But why? It's not rebooting. It doesn't.